Hey, welcome to the show. This is John.
Today, I want to talk about what you should do when you are actually feeling depressed. I talk a lot about prevention and ways to actually, prevent an actual mood episode, a depressed episode. But what happens when you start feeling depressed? Well, I have a couple things that have worked for me. And remember, what works for me may not work for you and vice versa. These are just suggestions that have helped me, and I would like to share them with you. First of all, when it comes to feeling depressed, those feelings of being unmotivated, having no energy, hopelessness, and just not feeling like you can do anything, you just have the blues, you're feeling down, those sort of feelings, it's important to let yourself sit with those feelings and understand, okay, this is how I'm feeling. Like, for example, throughout the day, let's say you've been feeling like this for a few days. What you can do is remind yourself, okay, I feel like utter crap today, and it sucks, and I know I will eventually start feeling better, but you need to keep reminding yourself that, but it won't detract from the pain, from those actual feelings. See, I was just talking to somebody the other day about this, that for me, I know, okay, let's say I'm going through a depressive episode. Yes, I know it will eventually, I'll start to feel better. But right now at that time, those feelings, it doesn't take away from the fact that you're in pain and you're just not feeling well at all. So when I say let yourself feel those feelings, make sure you're safe, first of all. But you want to just be like, okay, this is how I'm feeling. That's okay. And move on to the next thought if you can. One of the things I do when I am feeling like that is, if things are just too overwhelming, I'll give myself a time limit. Like, I'll say, okay, get through the next hour. Okay, now I'm done. Get through the next. Kind of give yourself a time frame. That's when I'm, if you go from hour to hour, that's more if you're more in a crisis situation. But you can check in throughout the day. But what I'm trying to say is, throughout the day, when you're feeling like that, check in with yourself to be like, okay, how intense are these feelings? Am I going to act on these feelings? Because you want to make sure you have the support around you. If you're feeling unsafe, go to the ER, contact your doctor, contact your therapist, seek out those resources. But if you're just feeling like, okay, I'm going through this episode right now, I have these horrible feelings, try to allow yourself to feel it. And another thing that I do is I'll actually do something to try to distract myself. And I'm not saying to just, okay, I'm going to do this so I won't feel those feelings. As I said, let yourself feel them. And then, okay, now I know I'm feeling like this. I accept I'm feeling like this. I see that I'm feeling like this. Now, what can I do to distract myself? Okay, maybe I'll watch a movie. Maybe I'll go for a run. Maybe I'll write. I'll read. I'll go out for a walk. take my dog for a walk. The thing is it's important to feel those feelings, but you don't just want to sit there and obsess about it and just hang out, you know, in bed the whole time, you know, like day in and day out, just going over those ruminating thoughts. I think it's important for me, you know, for me personally, is, okay, I do have these, but I need to do something. I need to take action. I need to take healthy action, because at the end of the day, I'll look back and say, okay, you know, I'm checking in with myself throughout the day. Each hour, you know, I'm okay. I can do this. Each hour, okay, I can do this. I'm feeling like this, but I can get through it. This hour, you know, I now that I feel like this, I'm gonna go for a walk. I'm gonna take my dog out. So then at the end of the day, I can look back and say, okay, what are some of the things I've done? Like, even if it's to get up to take a shower, that's something that you accomplished. That's something you can say I've done. Or brush your teeth even. Those are simple things, but when you're depressed and you're feeling like it, those can feel like a mountain trying to climb this huge, you know, a Mount Everest. My son's always talking about Mount Everest. That's why why I chose that metaphor. But the thing that I'm trying to say is, yes, let yourself feel those feelings, but then move on. So it's important to feel the feelings, but not ruminate and obsess. And that's why I think it's important. What's helped me is to have a therapist, somebody that you can discuss those feelings and those thoughts that you're having, so they can help you navigate. And if you don't have a therapist as a resource, write your ideas down, share them. That way, you can write yourself a letter, say, hey, this is how I'm feeling, or you can just do a journal entry, something like that. The idea is to get those thoughts out of your head, but allow yourself to feel those feelings as well, and then move on and do something. So I hope this gives you an idea. You know, they're just kind of simple, quick ways, but I just want you to understand that you can do something about it. And if it gets too intense, like I said, go to the ER, seek medical support right away if it gets too intense. And I hope these suggestions help you, and take care. Bye-bye. If you found this podcast episode helpful in any way, please consider pledging financial support to me and my mission of empowering those of us living with bipolar disorder. Your pledge allows me the ability to record these episodes and provide them to you. Thank you for your consideration.